from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shift. I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the morning shift on the heels of week one of a jam-packed slate of college football. So we ran through some scores, and I want to also, alma mater had a tough go out there against Brent Key and his Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. They beat Georgia State at home 35-12 to improve to 2-0 on the season.
You think that's the shortest away game
in
college football this year? 1.7 miles or something like that?
It's gotta be. It has to be.
Yeah, I can't think of another one that's even remotely that close. Even the teams that are in the same
state, like,
or like Deshaun said, in Los Angeles, in LA. I don't know. But that's gotta be up there. 1.7 miles. That's a road trip right there.
It has to be. But Yellow Jackets 2-0 now. So took down Florida State in their opener in Ireland, and now taking down Georgia State at home. So this new segment, I'll probably take a lot of fun, or have a lot of fun with this.
You would, Tiff. You know? You would.
Just when you guys are wrong, it kind of, I don't know, maybe it gives everybody else out there a warm feeling. It gives me a warm feeling when you guys are wrong. Just kind of makes me feel good inside.
Well, as angry as you might be on Friday when we pick against your team, I would hope that you'd show up the following week to listen to us talk about how bad it was. You know what I mean?
You know, I think that this audio is going to sound bad for me, because I realize that one thing I have a tendency to do is whether I'm right or wrong, I'm very assertive.
Adamant.
And believing in my opinions.
Oh my God.
And so I was sitting there watching one of these games I just looked at.
A moment of reflection. This segment is called Man Up, by the way, but it's also kind of like a self-help segment now, as I'm hearing Bo talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think
accountability.
I don't think there's a thing on this earth that you can do that's more that doesn't define manning up than holding yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree, man.
I guess.
You know what? Since you were having this deep moment of reflection right now, why don't we start with you, and let's take a listen to your Georgia pick for the Clemson game.
I think Georgia covers as well. I'm going to go head-to-head with this guy and against the spread. I've got Georgia covering as well.
All right.
Okay.
You feel good about that?
They covered easily. Yeah.
Easily.
I was like, they won 34-3.
Okay.
Spread was 10.5.
Yeah, they covered by three of the spreads, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
20 right. points. Yeah.
I'm so smart.
Hmm. Yeah,
all
good
right.
for
what's,
you.
What say you, Michael? What did you say on Friday?
Give me Georgia 8 times over in this. I think Georgia wins handily. I should have thrown a fair foul in there, but I think Clemson's a program maybe on the upswing. Dabo's second act, but Georgia -12, love it all day. I think it's a 2-touchdown victory for them.
I don't know about the upswing thing.
I
were wrong when you were right.
I was way more adamant than
way
you
more,
were.
You,
I was way more adamant than you were.
You are.
Man.
You
and
are.
And honestly, everything that you kind of thought would eventually happen in this game didn't happen until the second half, but I thought the first half would look a lot like that. I thought Clemson would be a lot more full of life offensively. And that's not to take anything away from what I thought the Georgia defense would be, because I knew they'd fly around. I just thought Clemson would have more of an answer in the trenches offensively than they did. And I talked about Dabo's second act. I did swing and miss on that. That was an absolute whiff. I don't see anything going on at Clemson right now that leads me to believe that they're even close to going to win an ACC championship, other than the fact that the rest of the ACC doesn't look very good either. So, yeah. Yeah.
I just want to – this is a slow clap here, because – you guys really manned up there, and
well, I don't know.
Proud,
You're pretty right. You're pretty right there.
You know,
so,
you know? So let's talk a little about number 19, Miami, beating Florida on the road. What did you say, Bo?
Did we pick this game? Well, they got Miami as a 2.5 favorite. Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend.
The Gators win 31-24.
Ooh. Oh, well, wait, let me give the final score.
Somebody scored 31
it was
points.
41-17. Miami wins.
Yeah.
The floor is yours, man.
First off,
he chose not to wear a Gator shirt in here today.
No, but I'm close to the colors. I wore my own brand in here today, my own Squid Nation gear. You know what? I was way wrong. Miami looks really good. Cam Ward is going to have to correct some things.
He's
because
a Jesse, dude.
He's got to stop throwing across the middle, across his body when he's on the other side of the field, right? That being said, he looked really good. He looks poised. If this is the product Billy Napier thinks he's going to put out there and survive, he's not. Graham Mertz did not look good even before he got hurt. But the bigger issue was receivers weren't getting open. Other than Trey Wilson, guys weren't getting open for Florida. That offense is putrid. And as bad as they looked offensively,
they looked worse.
The defense looked like
Swiss cheese.
I'm not making fun of it. Buford is playing better defense than that right now. And Buford's, you know, obviously one of the best teams in
the
state.
Yes, they are.
But that was awful. Billy, I've always supported you. I know Chatsworth, Georgia's always listening because we got some members of the nation up there. But if you don't get it together, you will not make it through the half of the season. And it's time for DJ Lagway to go ahead and start.
Yeah, I got you.
Do we want to? Let's take a listen to what Mike said on Friday.
This just feels like Florida's supposed to win this one. People have been overlooking them, talking about the schedule. Give me Florida in this one as well, and I hate to roll with that with the Squid Billy, but Rob, I'll take Florida minus the points as well, or plus the points.
Oh, man. Can I say the score again? 41-17.
Yeah, no.
We're so good, aren't we?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, how spot on we are. It's a good thing we got that first one right, because I don't know that I got any of the rest of them right. But listen, when you go with this – look, Florida they looked lifeless. And it was the same thing defensively that you were worried about. Honestly, they looked like LSU's defense from last year defensively. They just looked like they didn't have a clue what was going on in front of them. There was a lack of toughness in the trenches. They looked like they got bullied all night by a Miami team that hasn't bullied anybody in recent history.
Yeah.
And I mean, credit Mario Cristobal, man. That is a guy who I think played as a bully when he was in college, obviously, and kind of carries that mentality. It just hasn't shown up as a coach. And yet, that was the first inkling. I was like, man, the U ain't back, but man, they played bully in the sandbox.
The level of accountability in this room is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah,
and I hope your wives are listening for the next time you guys mess up at home.
I don't
want to take ownership of it. So
yeah.
I really hope that you show the same accountability that you're showing in this room over college football.
Fair enough.
Well, that you do when you're back at home.
That's kind of you to say, but don't bet on it.
Oh, this is the Man Up segment, and these guys are just recapping the picks they made for college football on Friday and also eating crow a lot of bit on some of their picks. So since Mike kind of snuck in a little LSU mention there, I'll talk about number 23 USC beating number 13 LSU on the road 27-20. This was the late game on Sunday night.
Yeah,
it was a good one. So let's hear what Bo had to say on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I think Brian Kelly's good enough to coach to know how to win ball control. The trenches is still a problem for USC. LSU -4.5. Yeah, well,
yikes.
USC did not look like they had a lot. That's as good as a Lincoln Riley team has looked in the trenches that I recall.
Yeah.
Maybe since the Tiff, remember when he first took over for Bob Stoops, and they had a better trench play under Stoops. That they might have been that level. That was a really good performance. That the USC quarterback was a gunslinger. Holy smokes, he made some throws. Both quarterbacks in that game played well, but that the press conference for Brian Kelly was as embarrassing as my pick right there.
And I'm so angry about it.
Maybe that's what Mike will sound like now after we play back his cut from Friday.
Lincoln Riley against this defense, and I think Garrett Nussmeier, great, like everything you hear out of them, phenomenal. Future NFL quarterback. Just don't think he's Jaden Daniels, and I don't think they'll outscore USC this weekend. Give me USC plus the points out in Las Vegas.
Let's go!
Oh, wow. I was wrong.
Let's go!
Look at you, 2-1.
Look at that.
Let's go!
Are y'all going to be keeping score?
I don't know, Tiff. It depends on how lopsided it is.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Absolutely, we are.
This is actually... It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know, because I don't have to take part in this. I'm gone for games. I'm traveling, so I get to come back surprised.
Just smash us over
to
the head.
See who
the
was
facts.
Right and who was wrong, and share it all with you guys.
Let me take my victory lap before
really
Bo. Before you go in, let me take my victory lap. Everything I thought was true about LSU would be true. And here's the thing: I still Garrett Nussmeier, NFL quarterback. Miller Moss, probably an NFL quarterback. I don't know what the long term. Is for USC. He did have a lot of batted balls, which could probably go wrong in the end. But Brian Kelly has yet to figure out how to win these games. It looked like USC played this game perfectly on defense. They played like a four-man umbrella. I know Herb Street mentioned it a couple times. Like a four-man umbrella. And then once LSU got to the red zone and everything kind of tightened up and you could kind of jump some of those routes with that umbrella and kind of really tighten up some of those throws, they were locked down. Like there was... three different trips inside the 15 for LSU, and they scored 6 points. And that was the difference in the game. I still think Brian Kelly, I love him pounding the table. No, I don't. It was terrible. I still think they have a lot to figure out. Garrett Nussmeier is not one of the things he needs to figure out, but LSU has a lot to figure out in the coming week.
I was impressed, actually, with both of these teams on defense. I thought that's – I even said it with Sandy when I did the steakhouse on Friday. I said, you take – I probably cost a lot of people some money. I said, you need to take the over in this game because this might be like 45-40. I mean, I really thought these teams were going to do just Dallas score, and they came out like they were going to. Once again, Brian Kelly starts a game on a neutral field and loses his mind on the first possession. Why in the world did he go for it on fourth and goal there to start that game? Just take the points. You don't know what USC is going to do offensively, but you know one thing. Lincoln Riley knows how to have his teams able to score. He always has a scheme that can score points. It just makes – because Brian Kelly, Tiffany, did the exact same thing last year, if you remember, on the road against Florida State, and guess what it did? He let points go, and then when they needed those points late in the game, he was scrambling, and then Florida State ended up blowing doors on him late last year. It just doesn't make sense. You always take the points against a good team – or a rival that you know can put points on the board, like USC. I don't understand. He loses games at the beginning, and then he can't figure them out at the end, and he wonders what he's doing. It's because you're chasing your tail all game.
Look, I'm sorry to LSU fans. There's Reggie Chapman out there over at 11 Alive. I think he had shared, if I have this stat right, it's now been 5 years that they have lost their opening game. So that's not all on Brian Kelly, obviously. But I'm pretty sure that's what
tough.
He put out. So my condolences to LSU fans.
Well,
out there.
They're not great people. They're all Saints fans anyways.
Come on. All right. When we come back here, your team captains have been set for the Atlanta Falcons. We will rattle off that list of leaders. And I'll recap my trip to Honolulu. The magic that is Hawaii. Stay with us here on the morning shift. We'll hit a TV's timeout when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.